A horseman begins to lead me in a dance. It's nothing formal or structured, and yet his movements have an expert flow to them. He moves like a river over rocks. And again, I'm reminded of his otherness. Haltingly, I follow the Reaper's lead. I don't know where to put my free hand. Eventually, I rest it on top of an armor-covered shoulder. For a few minutes, I simply stare at my feet, trying to figure out the steps. But the more I look at my boots, the more I get distracted by the dark handle of Famine's dagger.
They're not going to disappear.
I jolt, feeling like I got caught red-handed. They glance up at the horseman wide-eyed.
Your feet.
I stare into his luminous green eyes. The candlelight makes them shine like gemstones. This is ridiculous. I try to drag my mind away from the fact that the candlelight is doing more than just making his eyes glow. Every pleasing plane of his face is highlighted by the light, and his caramel hair shines nearly as brightly as his armor.
This is your world and your customs. I'm merely indulging in them.
Right about now, I'm supposed to snap out some cunning retort, or look away and disengage. I do neither. I'm pinned under that spellbinding gaze of his. The intense way Famine is looking at me makes me feel like there's lightning in my veins, and I can't help but notice how, despite the cruel curve of his lips, the Reaper is unimaginably handsome. Finally, I tear my eyes away, staring at everyone and everything else but him. He squeezes my hand.
Uncomfortable?
More than a little.
Good. It means you haven't forgotten what I am.
I press my lips together. He thinks that's the reason I'm uncomfortable? If only he realized that despite how awful he is, I'd still be half down to fuck the smirk off his face. And not for the sake of humanity. Staring at him makes me forget what a shitty person he is. His gaze stays on me as we move, and I fight to ignore it. It helps that every few seconds I accidentally step on Famine's feet. That's distracting enough to ignore his gaze.
Has anyone told you that you are complete shit at dancing?
I can always count on you for a compliment.
Why are you so terrible at this?
I was paid to fuck people, not teach them the samba.